Tactical weapons and cyber technology equipment from foreign providers are being shown in Baghdad as part of an international exhibition.
We are keen to obtain the latest equipment to combat terrorism. Also, cyber warfare is as important as filed war. This exhibition provides an opportunity to exchange expertise with foreign companies.
Diplomatic missions representing 55 countries are seeking to improve their defense capabilities. It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
My company, we provide and we export all defense equipment from the United States with the U.S. Department of State's approvals. We bring with us a host of teams from around the world to help provide other solutions that are not available in the United States.
Samples of armored group ISIL's locally manufactured captured weapons were also shown. Experts say this can also help develop defense tactics.
Iraq became a home for a number of armored groups, including ISIL, since the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. But despite its defeat in 2017, ISIL's sleeper cells still pose a threat, taking advantage of a lack of security in several parts of the country.
Iraqi forces still strive to eliminate remnants of ISIL, which have claimed responsibility for numerous attacks on both security forces and civilians. By the end of this year, the U.S. military mission in Iraq will shift to a purely advisory role. But Iraq remains one of the countries most affected by attacks from armored groups, and that's mainly due to instability and internal conflict. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.